Hi everyone, welcome to Module 3. In this presentation, we're going to go through what we call the variable dose concept. All your future exercises are going to be based on this concept. Once you understand this fully, you'll find that the rest of the program is going to become fairly easy. Over time, we'll provide more and more unique exercise programs for osteoporosis. Most of our customers used to look at them and say, "Wow, this looks so complex. This must be some secret training techniques that I'm getting." We love for you to think that. That makes us look good, like we're some secret osteoporosis vibration training experts. However, the truth is, although the exercises may seem complex, they will appear quite simple due to our variable dose concept. We took the most complex training principles and tried to make them simple to understand. We found that by doing this, most of our customers are more comfortable trying something new and are more compliant with their program. Now let's take a look at the variable dose concept definition. Variable dose concept works on the training principle that a consistent exercise program that doesn't change in intensity, duration, or level of difficulty will allow the body to easily adapt to it. Once the body adapts to the exercise, it fails to continue making improvements in strength, flexibility, and bone density. This concept can be seen every day. Have you ever tried an exercise program that seemed difficult at first? After a while, it got easier and easier. Did you notice that you didn't make as many improvements once the exercise got easier? This happens all the time. People tend to exercise one way only. Some go on a treadmill every day with the same intensity and same time. Others may walk the same distance and path. All this leads to plateaus. The variable dose concept prevents this from happening. Now in this module, you're going to learn to change up the frequency, or in some machines we call it the speed, of the exercise program is critical for success. If you take a look at our PDF files that come attached to this, we show you an example of different ways to change up that frequency. Now you can change up the frequency on every exercise. You can change up the frequency on a daily, on a Monday, then a different frequency on a Wednesday, or every week. Or you can actually change up the frequency during the same exercise. While you're doing one exercise, you're constantly changing the frequency up or down during that one session. So basically the thing is, have a bit of a variety in what you do, and one of the biggest varieties is changing up the frequency. Another thing we're going to talk about in this module is we're going to introduce you to exercises that provide positive stresses to the spine. Now in the last module we looked at the hip joint. Please note that these are not the only ones, but just a start. Remember what we said before about information overload? Keeping the programs in a step-by-step fashion will help you learn and improve. Look back in 6 months and you'll be shocked at the amount of knowledge and exercises you'll achieve with our program. The spine is designed to move in different directions, from forward flexing, extending, side bending, and rotation. Module 3 will introduce extension to the foundation exercises that you learn in Module 2. We know that some people want to advance quickly, but please be patient. It's important that you spend at least a week getting used to the exercises. If you're just a beginner and feel the extension exercises are too easy, feel free to go up one level. If you're more advanced and want more exercises, be patient. Be careful what you wish for, because you'll soon have access to an unlimited supply of exercises for osteoporosis.